Over the past 2 months, hundreds of sea lions have washed up on the shores of California. They're victims of a deadly neurotoxin. It's produced by an algae commonly found along the world's coastal waters. To prevent more from dying, scientists are scrambling to find out why this algae is producing the toxin. From member station KPCC, Rob Schmitz reports.
This isn't the first time California's sea lion population has been reduced by the neurotoxin named domoic acid. Michelle Hunter is the director of Laguna Beach's Pacific Marine Mammal Care Center. Standing among the center's current patients, she says the last time was a few years ago. Then, she says, the center resembled a war hospital.
We had animals out here in the patio area. We used the fencing for IV poles, and we were hanging things from the light switches and things in the pens. It was just crazy.
1,700 California sea lions were poisoned that year. Only a third of that number have been affected by domoic acid so far this year. However, a recent algae bloom off the coast of Ventura County has scientists worried marine mammal hospitals like this one up and down the coast will soon be flooded with dying sea lions. Here at the care center in Laguna Beach, Michelle Hunter cares for the most recent victims of the toxin, two football-sized sea lion pups. Both pups' mothers died shortly after giving birth to them. In one case, the mother washed up on a crowded beach and delivered her pup in front of throngs of curious beachgoers. Hunter brought the mom and pup into the center and tried to coax the mom into nursing her newborn.
And then she started having seizures. And once the seizures started, she just kept having them. And we had to pull the pup from mom because mom couldn't take care of her. And we had to sedate mom to stop the seizures. It's really heartbreaking to see it. Mom seizing, and this little one is hollering and trying to nurse.
Domoic acid is produced by Pseudonychia, a naturally occurring algae that is a food source for anchovies and sardines in coastal waters around the world. Domoic acid isn't harmful to fish, but it is harmful to mammals like dolphins and sea lions that feed on fish. As Hunter explains, the acid damages a mammal's central nervous system, usually causing brain damage and seizures and something else.
It affects the hippocampus, which is your memory bank. And these animals, they've got to forage and hunt for their food. You know, it's a horrible way if they forget how to eat and they're disoriented and they can't feed for themselves, they're going to starve to death as well. And that's not a good way to go.
I think it's definitely a problem.
Lillian Busset is a biologist at San Diego Scripps Howard Institute of Oceanography. She's trying to get at the bottom of why the algae Pseudonychia is producing domoic acid. Busset theorizes that nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus, both of which come from fertilizers and are carried to the ocean via streams, are contributing to the increased amount of Pseudonychia blooms. Busset says the two nutrients might also be reacting with chemicals in the algae to produce domoic acid. If her theory is true, she says, we can reduce the toxin by being better stewards of the land.
And one possibility is that we try to reduce the storm drains, which actually enters into the ocean. We try to reduce our fertilizers during we fertilize the lawn. We try to construct wetlands, which filter out nutrients when we have agriculture.
The bottom line, she says, is we should care, because humans eat fish too. Human deaths from domoic acid poisoning are, however, rare. Only three victims in eastern Canada almost 20 years ago. Still, California's state health director has issued a warning against eating certain types of seafood harvested in Ventura County, where the toxin has most recently been detected. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Laguna Beach.